Okay, even though the song's pretty stupid or, I mean, kind of girly, whatever you want to say, you know, I mean, you're the power if you can dance. Transformers, the Generation 1, the original one, the cartoon, you know, 25th anniversary came out a little while ago, has, like, an amazing freaking soundtrack. Like, every song on there is, like, inspirational or good or, you know, I mean, pumps you up. It's ridiculous. Especially me personally, I really like the oh, look at this jackass in the tourist going backwards on the highway. He's hauling too. Oh, it's a girl. Too bad. Anyways, because she's not very attractive. Back to my original thing. No, I mean, it's like every single, yeah, the Weird Al Yankovic song, it's like something about being stupid. Hilarious. It's a great song. I mean, it's just like, it talks about your generation as, you know, watching TV, MTV, I mean, you know, all sorts of stuff. It's great. And it's just, you know, I miss things like that. Kind of like how I miss TV shows having a unique intro instead of just ripping a song off of, you know, some band or something. I look back at, like, MacGyver or Magnum P.I. or Murder, She Wrote or something. They all have, you know, original or semi-original soundtracks. At least the new Knight Rider came out, just revamped the old Knight Rider song, made it more, you know, techno-y, rock, whatever you want to say, you know, because it's kind of mixed up. And I'm going to rant about Knight Rider for a little while, because I really liked that show. And what sucked was the original concept they made was kind of stupid, changing it so that, you know, they were part of, like, some FBI-type team, and there was unlimited resources, and multi-million dollars, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, involved with the government approving everything. And then they revamped it. They killed everybody off. They even brought Carr in, which was voiced by Optimus Prime, and it could transform, so it was a little outrageous, right? A little early to bring Carr into the whole situation, but they brought Carr, and they killed Carr. And they killed the dad who created the thing. So it was just Michael Knight, the girlfriend, sort of, not anymore, really hot one, really pretty eyes, you know what I'm talking about. Really light-colored eyes. Oh, those are the best kind of eyes. Any girl with, like, a really light color, brown but light, oh, it's, so hot. I'll just do anything for a girl with, like, light eyes. Anyways, she became, like, the old British guy, the original one. Was he British? You know what I'm talking about. Nice little New England accent, at least, you know, all suave. What was his name? Devin? Now I can't remember. Someone's gonna ran on me on this thing. But, you know, she became him, and then he had two sidekicks. He had a little white dude who was a nerd, and he had the chick. And I figure the chick and the nerd kind of combined to make, you know, the, kind of techie girl, who, you know, worked on the original kit all the time. But, you know, whatever happened to the black guy who was his sidekick? Remember those couple seasons, you know, or that half season where original Knight Rider, you know, David Hasselhoff had that, black dude ride shotgun? Kind of like in MASH. How MASH had that one black guy for, like, that one season. And you're like, where did he go? He was kind of entertaining. What happened to him? No explanation. Gone. There's, like, no room for that on TV right now. I'm like, pathetic. Pathetic. Yeah. Damn, there are a lot of white people on TV, aren't there? Yeah. Taking over again. They don't want to lose it because, you know, Hispanics are starting to be on TV now. What's going to happen then? Ooh, scary. Yeah. But no, back to Knight Rider. I liked that show. It was cool. And they reinvented it and made it more like him versus random, you know, crimes. And the police didn't want him involved. And he was too cool for that. And he wore his, like, members-only jacket and shit, you know. It was getting good again. And then they canceled it because they're like, no one's watching. Well, that's cool. Did you show any advertising? No. Huh. No advertising show doesn't get good review. What do you expect on that? I mean, reviews got better. No one watched because no one knew. I mean, who reads reviews of mid-season shows? Nobody. People watch, like, the one couple of highlights that they see for a new show coming out, like Royal Pains. They picked a great time slot right after Burn Notice, which was a very popular show, so they piggybacked. Nobody does that. They we'll just put it on its own against American Idol. Yeah, let's go for that. Every freaking American retard watches American Idol. You think they're going to watch, you know, Knight Rider or something? No, not at all. Because they're busy watching American Idol. With me and, like, four dudes watching Knight Rider, because